Off the Ball Breakfast.
You would say George's.
Did I say that? You said that. You literally said that.
That's what
George's is slightly better competition.
Your eyes just told me that. I'm just translating it.
Wow. Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
We saved the best to last this week. This is a stat I've been looking forward to now for quite some time. We're joined by Hebe Lawson, who's a producer with Today FM here. With Louise Cantlin, so a colleague of ours. But this is awfully special because we're in the presence of potential greatness here. A ball
potential
girl,
greatness.
A ball girl at Wimbledon.
I was indeed, yeah.
How did that start?
So I grew up around Wimbledon and I got to train and I got selected. It was a 2-year process, but it was fantastic. It was probably the highlight of my teenage years. Yeah, it was amazing. It really was.
So did you expressed interest that you wanted to get involved in some capacity, or was it specifically the job of the ball girls and ball boys that you liked?
Yeah, specifically the ball kids. I used to go every year, like at 4 p.m. my parents would pick me up from school and we'd go around. It was just a walk away, so you'd go get a late ticket, only 10 quid to get in, go have some strawberries and cream and sit on the hill and watch the last match. And I just absolutely loved it as a kid. So when I saw that the opportunity was up, I was like, right, that's it. I'm going to have to go for it. Tried for the first year, didn't get in, was not fit enough, was not successful enough, did not know enough about tennis. And then the second year, like, dropped a bit of weight, can't lie, and went for it. And it was amazing. It was incredible, but unbelievably difficult. And the training process is insane.
I was like, just going to ask you, is it like boot camp intensity?
Oh, it's like army boot camp. It is really scary. Every week you get tested on your drills, your knowledge, your rolling skills, feeding skills, which is when they put their hand up in the air and do the whole thing, bringing the towel, how well you know the game, random things that people don't even realize when they watch a sport, like ball changes. If anyone knows when a ball changes in a match, well done. I can't even remember and I had to know it at the back of my hand. Yeah, it was incredible. And then every week, you wouldn't know whether you were going to be back the next week. So you'd just get an email saying, we'll see you next Thursday. Or you'll get an email going, thanks so much for your participation. Bye-bye.
Yeah. But how's that judged?
You get judged out of 5 on every single part you do, both in a team and as an individual. So your running skills, your rolling skills, if it's a bit bouncy, that's a point lost. If you move too quickly, if you snap into position too slowly. Yeah, it's unbelievably intense.
And is it like telepathic communication with your colleagues? How does that work?
Yeah, so I have an incredible way of reading other people on court now. So you can see exactly whether who's going to go for the ball. So say a tennis player drops a ball halfway through the baseline, you got to know which one of you is going to move. If both of you move, that's a point lost. If one of you moves, you'll know, you have to just be as quick as you can, pick it up, run back and sit. Yeah.
Jeez, it's mad. Like, so it's pressure as well, because it strikes me a little bit like almost like the King's Guard, where you have to keep the straight face and you can't really laugh or show emotion. And as you say, the posture, it's at, what's the most difficult of those skills? Like, we were talking about the rolling earlier on. I was saying I couldn't roll a ball straight.
I'm really good at rolling now, right? Which is handy when you're playing bowling. I have to admit, it's really good.
Yeah.
That's always quite difficult. But when you get the skill, you get it. It is the fitness and the standing still on court for an hour without moving, without being distracted by anything, the total focus of knowing the game basically quicker than the umpire, because the umpire has to make the decisions, but you have to know what the decision's likely to be the minute that ball hits the net or hits the court. You have to run and get it. But then you can't be too quick, so if you're too quick, then you could like knock into a player, you could get it wrong, and then the point is a fault or whatever. It's that just total obsessive knowledge of the game, which I thought was, it's something that you don't lose as well. So I can't now watch a game without judging how quickly and how well the ball kids play.
Do you get paid? Or the parents or guardians get paid?
You get expenses. I think it was about 200 quid for the whole 2 weeks. But you don't get paid. You do get a lot of kit. So have a little look on Vinted or Depop or any of those things. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a lot of Wimbledon ball kit from the years going on sale. I did it for 3 years, so I got 3 sets of kit. That's quite a lot of money in the end.
Mm. And did you like ball girl for big players, like well-known players?
Yeah, I was never that good. So I was never on centre court. My biggest kind of job game was the men's wheelchair doubles final, which was on what is known as the WOC, which is court number 3, I think, court number 2 or court number 3, because it's so warm. God knows how they're doing it this weekend. I really don't know. It's unbelievably warm in that court. But that was my biggest paid one. I sometimes you get to do breakfast shifts, so you go and you do warm-ups. So when they're not actually playing, but they just want to warm up with each other, bit of an exhibition kind of thing. I did a warm-up with Djokovic and Federer, which was obviously wow. That was amazing. And that's just kind of, you get to practice as much as they do. So it's a lot more chill, and sometimes they say thank you and things, which is really nice. One of the years I had Dustin Brown, who was the wild card. Everyone remembered him. He was great fun. And there were those amazing senior ones with the French guys who like sometimes pretend to have a ball and do a whole match just pretending, and they do like underarm shots and play about. They're always great fun. Sometimes they swap out so that a ball kid actually gets to play. That's always great fun. They're the best matches to play. And then I got to pick up Nadal's racket and take it to the restringers for him. So he gave me a nice thank you. So I'll take that. and there's a last thing that's the Guard of Honor, which is when they win the award and they go to pick up the trophy. You get to stand in the lines on centre court and look all pretty. And you get to go to the Wimbledon hairdressers on site and get your hair done really nice. What? And you get a whole new kit and everything just to stand there for about 5 minutes.
The opposite side of that, like over the years, there have been the famous videos of like ball girls and boys crying as well. Like moments where it goes horribly wrong, where they fall over or they've got a call wrong, they can't handle it. Like that's pressure as well.
It really is. Like this weekend, particularly, ball kids are going to be dropping like flies. It's really hard when it's this warm. I remember you're on court for an hour and off for an hour. They will probably reduce it to half an hour if it's this hot. Other than that, like I've been hit by a ball before, serves very fast, very painful. I was hit by a smash because you can't predict them. So I got sent to the hospital to be like, let's just check if she's still okay. Things like that. And also just the pressure, like if you drop a ball, it could cause a game. And some players, like some renowned for shouting at ball kids for things going wrong. So,
Were you ever shouted at by players?
Not shouted at. Some players are renowned for not being very nice, and some are renowned for being lovely.
Nick Kyrgios?
First name in my head.
Which category?
He's in the zone, put it that way. Like, he's definitely
in the zone.
That's
very diplomatic of you.
I know. He was renowned for not being the nicest, but also, you know, it's your life, so you kind of have to take it as the game of they're going to be really annoyed if things go wrong. And like, especially this year without the Lions judges, they were some of the best people on court. I remember having little chats with them while we were waiting for things to happen. And when you're waiting in between matches, you're standing there for 20 minutes between another match coming on. Like you don't get taken off at the end of a match. So you just get chatting to the Lions judges. And
can you drop your guard then? You don't have to be in official position.
A little bit. You can't, obviously you can't, you have to still stand with full posture, but you can have a little chat with the Lions. Don't tell anyone, but you can have a little chat with the Lions.
Yeah, I always think that it looks like their back is in bits because they have to lean over constantly between
points. They complain about it too. They're not quiet about it.
They get insurance for that.
Oh gosh, who knows? Not anymore, clearly.
I tell you what, Roy Darmer, who's a friend of the show here, his head is blown here. He's lined his mouth. He said, Football Hurling Club or a couple of Lions, this is my favourite segment all week. He has a lot of questions for you. Do you lose form?
Do I lose form?
Can a ball boy or ball girl lose form? As in lose the ability to do their job, like a player would. Like a player would play badly.
Yeah. If I took some time out, I wouldn't be as good. I don't think I couldn't do it now. Definitely not. I can still roll pretty well, can't lie. I think I'm still quite good at that. But yeah, you won't be on top notch, you do. And the minute you get injured, you can't lunge at the same rate, you can't stand posture. Yeah, loads of things.
When is retirement?
When it's retirement, 18. So you can only do it up to when you're 18, and you have to be 14 to 18 to do it from start.
Why? What's the story with that age restriction?
It might be some kind of, if you're not a child, you have to get paid properly, maybe.
This is the future panorama. People should get paid for this. In terms of training, sprints?
Yeah, 100%. You remember those like beep tests? Hate them.
Turning quickly and all the rest.
Yeah, little swivels, we had this specific drill of like start, stop stuff, you know, that kind of, I couldn't do it anymore, but it was, loads of it.
Mm. Is it competitive among the ball kids?
Yeah, there are about 250 every year. And every time you're on court, whether that's in training or in at the championships, there is a previous ball kid or a trainer sitting watching you taking notes, and you're being marked out of five for everything. And if you drop, your team drops, and then your team doesn't get to do the final. So the best teams get to the final. So you're constantly competing. And every time a team's called up, so we were like numbered AA to Z, every time a team's called up, you can tell how good the team is, and you're like, oh my gosh, you don't know which court you're going to until you walk out that door on the way to the court. And if you're like, oh, I'm on court 18 again, oh, you know, but you're like, oh my gosh. And they're like, wait, actually turn left there. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to court one. Are we actually going to court one? It's so exciting, unbelievably exciting.
So you go as a team, do you?
You go as a team.
So you start recognizing the people.
Yeah, so your team is the four bases, so in the corners, and then the two people at the nets.
And who were you? And what were you?
I was a base. I was too tall to be, I'm not that tall, but for some reason I was not nippy enough to be at the net. And then I was a vice captain, and then there's a captain. So if you ever get a chance to go to Wimbledon and see them walking, they'll be walking in order. And the captain will be carrying the bag of spare balls, because you have to take all these cans of balls with you. So there always are little things you have to take around, like if you get to do referees duty, you get to go and take bananas to courts and Gatorade and all that kind of thing. Yeah, there's many little weird things that happen as well.
Do you pull the rain cover across?
No, but those people are all pretty much ex-ball kids. So they're all over the age of 18.
They're adults. Do they get paid for that?
I assume so, yeah. I remember wanting to do it. I never got the chance. I moved here too quickly. But
Do you train for that?
That looks tough.
I don't think you train as much. They just sit there holding umbrellas. They don't do anything. I remember all of us being a bit like, all right, you can just have a chat and read a book.
Yeah.
And we have to be like on...
And watch the match.
And we were like 14 and we weren't allowed our phones. We had to sit in this little complex underground. Like as part of all the tunnels underground Wimbledon, you have to just sit.
It's labour really, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah,
what a nice setting.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd do it again.
Best thing, you know when you... unparalleled, you know when you open the box of tennis balls, like three
smell.
Of them...
Yeah.
That smell has haunted me ever since. I hate the smell.
Really?
Absolutely hate the smell. I can't deal with it. And the smell of that tarmac. You know that specific like inside like tarmac-y stuff that they put on? I hate it.
Oh, I love both of those.
It makes you queasy. It makes me unbelievably anxious. Because every week you turn up and you have that smell and you know you're about to do an incredible amount of exercise and hate everything. And then you're going to be judged for everything you do. Oh, the stress it gives me. I hate that smell.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine you were selected by the players to... They hit. Do you know every so often a player's playing badly over the years, they kind of hand the racket to one of the ball kids?
Yeah.
Those people be legends.
Yeah, they did it. Like quite a few people did that on my team because we were playing with these, the seniors, the ones who do the kind of exhibition matches. They swap out and they love it. Oh my gosh, they did. It was the talk of the town for like 3 weeks. I never got to do it annoyingly, but hey-o, maybe next time.
So many questions.
I'm surprised more players don't say... It sounds like you were excited to get a thank you from a player, which is, you would think, the very bare minimum from a human being towards another, but it seems to be the...
But everyone's in the zone. So sometimes, like, it's okay. Like, you're nipping so quickly to give them a towel and then to run back.
Yeah,
you're not even looking them in the eye. Like, you're going so quickly.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. That's gone, the towel giving, isn't it? They got rid of that.
Has it gone?
Yeah, they have the baskets at the end since COVID and they've kept them. I don't think, because it was kind of... That was bad in the Balkans, that they hold these sweaty towels.
True.
So do you know... So you're at the back. So does that mean you have the balls ready to go when the player like stretches out their racket?
Yeah. So you have three balls in one hand and up to three in the other.
And that's that one, is it?
Yeah. So you have to hold them behind your back and then you put one up in the air and you have to punch up in the air. It's not like is that Queens or the other Opens where you have to put both arms up, which I think looks really messy. So Wimbledon's renowned for being Wimbledon's renowned for being the prettiest one, one arm up.
You rank everything out of five now. So one arm up. And then
you can only hold one hand, one ball in that hand as well. So when you're doing that, you have to be able to hold five balls in one hand.
Go away.
So that's something to practice.
Is that behind your back?
Yeah, holding it behind your hand.
That's ridiculous.
So you hold three in one hand and two on your arm against your back.
If you drop that ball,
you're gone.
And so they usually take three, don't they? And then they look at them and like in disgust, they like disregard one of them back to you.
Yeah.
As if to say, why did you give me this?
But we know how long those balls have been on court.
Why
so
do they do that?
Djokovic is murder for it. He'd be looking at it and be like, what?
But the balls are all the same. Why do they take three if they only want two?
So if you have a can of balls, there's something called the three... Jesus, I haven't thought about this in years. 3-5-7. So there's a spare can of balls. If one gets lobbed over the side... And you never see it again. There's a 3-5-7, so you bring a three on if it's been played for three matches. Five if it's been played for five games, and then seven games. And then you swap it in as close as you can. It's because they wear out so quickly.
The players can tell
if it's been played for three games, five games, or seven games.
Really?
Yeah.
New balls, please.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility.
Yeah, so we'll have to run in and we have to do a whole like undo the cans and thing.
Oh, that's like a stack of cards, you know, like a good poker player does that deck thing. That is beautiful, that one where it like...
And you have to like take perfect.
Imagine the smell.
Do you know that part where they have the two, they opened the two cans,
yeah.
Cans together and shh.
Yeah.
Like a polite Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Like ASMR. ASMR.
We don't get to do the ring pull though, which is a bit annoying because that was always a really nice feeling.
Can you enjoy the matches?
Not when you're on it, really.
You can you? Because you have to look out for all the other things.
You can appreciate a match, but you're thinking so much about the score that you can't really... There are some times that you're like, whoa, that's amazing, but you can't stop to do it because you're already running to get the ball.
Did you do it every year from start to when you had to finish?
No, because I didn't get in first year. So my first year, I trained through school and then didn't get selected. So I went through the whole process, got to Wimbledon and went, no. And then...
How did you continue?
I just tried again the next year.
All right, did you go back again? And then they said okay. And did they give you feedback into why you didn't, and then feedback into why you did get it?
You kind of, because you're being ranked so much, you see your scores, so you know that like, oh, my rolling needs to be better, or my standing needs to be better, which is so random. My standing needs to be better. Because I knew it was my fitness first one. I wasn't a sports person. I didn't like sports. I hated sports, but I just loved watching Wimbledon. And then I just was like, right, this is a thing I got to do. And I worked my ass off for
it. Another question here. If a player doesn't want the ball, can you give it back to them or do you get rid of it?
If player doesn't want a ball, it stays in play, but you have it behind your back. So annoyingly, that player's going to get that ball every single time. So you're going to feed it to them and they go, oh, I hate that ball. And they'll just throw it back every time. but you can't like take a, you don't have the authority or to take a ball out of play.
Goran Ivanišević, when he was serving to Wimbledon in 2001, the ball boy gave him a ball and he looked and he goes, no, he was like, he pointed and said, no, I want that one behind your back.
They do that. So sometimes you have to hold it in front of you and they can go one on your right hand or one on your left hand and they'll know which one they want.
Now, in that instance, would you be docked a point?
No, because it's the player being difficult.
Player being difficult.
Yeah. So if a player's being difficult, like sometimes when we used to do the towel, if you had two doubles players, they both have their own towel. So if you accidentally brought them the wrong towel, you know, you won't get to like docked to the point. Yeah. Really, you should remember it. And they might be a bit like, next time remember, but they might be a bit, okay, it's all right. That's quite annoying, but it's fine.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So next time you go to Wimbledon, have a little look at the ball kids.
Yeah.
And start ranking them out of five.
Judge them.
And you can't watch a match now without looking at the ball kids.
No, I'm staring at the ball kids. But I don't like the new uniform. They've changed the uniform. So now I think they look like referees and I hate it.
So what were you wearing?
It was just a blue, full blue Ralph Lauren, lovely kit. But now it's stripey, so it looks like
football
referees.
Yeah, it's changed.
It looks really odd.
Not in your day, Hebe.
Not in my day.
Thanks, Millie, for coming in.
Well, this is great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Can you review the final for us out of five there?
Yeah, sure.
We'll see you again the other side.
Yeah, 100%. Only for the ball kids, though.
Of course. And not the match.
Forget about the match.
No, I don't care about the match.
Don't care about the match at all. First ball girl from Wimbledon that's ever been in the studio. So
I'd say we could comfortably say that confidently. Yeah.
Cool.
If that's not the case, let us know.
That's true. Thanks, Millie, for coming in. Hebe Lawson, Today FM producer and former Wimbledon ball girl. Is it kind of like Olympian? You're not a former Olympian. You're always.
Are you? You're always
your Wimbledon ball girl forever.
How long does it take you to drop that into conversation with new people?
Oh gosh, a lot quicker here than in the UK. UK, they don't really care. Here, everyone loves it.
We've all done it.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Off the ball breakfast.
Who said Georgia's?
Did I say that? You said that. You literally said that.
That's what
Georgia's is slightly better competition.
Your eyes just told me that. Uh-huh. I'm just translating it.
Wow. Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.